Old Guys with Bicycles. Our original trip concept was to take RVs to Mexico, stay on the beach a month, drink beer, and check out bikinis. Our original destination was to be San Carlos, Mexico, up the coast north from Mazatlan. There was an RV park already picked out. But things change all the time and quickly, so that trip idea turned and became a different animal. Because diesel fuel is of a lower grade in Mexico, Alan didn't want to drive his RV to San Carlos. By the time we three figured the cost of fuel, insurance, space rent, it was going to be cheaper to take a traditional vacation to a hotel with hot water and maid service, so we dropped our idea of an RV caravan. On a morning walk, Alan and I discover an RV park in Mazatlan where we all might have stayed if we had brought our RVs. It's on the beach, in the middle of the Zona Dorado, and affordable. Seeing these big rigs pulled in between palm trees on a dirt lot, and old guys in shorts riding rustic bicycles to the front doors of their luxurious motorhomes brings a fuzziness to my heart. The snowbirds carry English newspapers in little wire bicycle baskets. We'll spend this afternoon working on a crossword puzzle because it's too hot to go fishing. Jose, the park's maintenance man, waves when we knock on the closed office door, and we talk with him in broken Spanish, enough to understand that it costs $500 a month to stay here, and you pay for your electric. This park is right on the beach, and some patrons come down for months. The office is closed, but this park doesn't need much management, with these old guys taking care of most nuisances themselves. In a place like this, you want to live quiet, economical, and simple. You want to have a few friends you can count on, and buy lots of shrimp on the beach from fishermen who just came in. A couple of beers in the evening to calm the mind are good, and reading Old Man and the Sea puts your mind in the right frame. Here in Mazatlan, we all have time to savor our time.